our defense for today, our barbecue that we've been waiting for, is June 13th. You can pay for it over the e-bite in the Victory Room. I know we're going to have an awesome time.
Can I say something on that real quick?
Sure.
I need all of the men, this is Pastor Jones, I need all the men to get in touch with me, because some of you are not on the Tuesday night call because we are providing the meat for the venue. So I need you all to get in touch with me as soon as you can so we can make sure that we have what we need for the barbecue. So please, as soon as you can, hit me on Facebook, call me, or so. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Jones. Just a friendly reminder that we need to put our phones on mute. There's a mute feature on your phone that you can use, or you can do *6. This is an open forum, and we won't want you to miss a word. So if you're not speaking soon, please put your phone on mute. Our prayer requests for today are, over the phone, Gwen is asking for a prayer for her son for healing. And also at their school, there's the LBT Day of Silence for the next 3 days, and she's asking for prayer for wisdom for the teachers in handling this. Kendra just got on a flight, and she's asking for traveling grace. Melanie McClendon is asking for prayer for Edric and Taran McClendon. Their marriage is in trouble, and they have 2 children, so please pray that there be restoration there. Kendra's also asking for prayer for the Wallace family. They've lost 2 members of their family in the same week. Oh, Lord have mercy. Beverly Johnson is asking for prayer. She has COPD and has been in the hospital for a week. Elizabeth Payne, please lift her up. Susie is asking for prayer for healing for her health issues. Our lineup for this morning is Scripture, Rhoda Williams, Declaration by Gail, First Prayer Warrior Dee Dee Felder, Second Prayer Warrior Diane Templeton, and the awesome Miss DeWanda Stewart will close us out. I'll repeat that. Scripture by Rhoda Williams, Declaration by Gail, First Prayer Warrior Dee Dee Felder, Second Prayer Warrior Diane Templeton, and Miss D will close us out. It's in your hands, Rhoda.
Greetings and welcome to Declare Victory. I'm your announcer, Timothy Alexander White. It's Make It Happen Monday. Today is set aside to be a blessing to others intentionally and share the random acts of kindness. Don't forget to capture your moments on camera or video and share it on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or other forms of social network platforms so we can spread the love. Couples and single hopefuls, don't forget to join us every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for Marriage Matters. Real couples, real issues, real solutions. Strengthening tools and tips to keep for couples. Today, you'll hear the sound of Gail, so get ready for this. Reminder, if you're new to the call, please be sure to have the person who invited you to add you to our private Facebook forum, The Victory Room, where we encourage one another to keep going. You can also submit prayer requests, praise reports on our Declare Victory app or website at declarevictory.org. Just go to your Play Store or Google and type in Declare Victory and download the app today. We are so glad you could join us. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the sound.
Well, good morning, family. Today's scripture is coming from the 30th Psalm. I'll be reading from verses 1 through 5, and it reads, I will exalt you, Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths, and you did not let my enemies gloat over me. Lord, my God, I called you for help, and you healed me. You, Lord, brought me from the realm of the dead. You spared me from going down to the pit. Sing the praises of the Lord, you, his faithful people. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word as I pass the call.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Prayer warriors, can you hear me? I hope so.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I give honor to God this morning, from whom all my blessings flow. Thank you, Sister Barbara, for your warm greetings and your dual role as a host. Thank you, Sister Rhoda, for that inspiring scripture, because it is a confirmation for what connects with my declaration. I had a struggle deciding what to do, but at the last minute, this is what God put on my heart. Faith fuels. Faith, where would we be without it? I would be in a corner foaming at the mouth, no doubt, if not in my grave years ago. Faith equals hope with no room for doubt, no room for fear. As stated in James 1:6 and Matthew 8:26, faith equals patience for God's timing. Faith is the motivation of men and women of God. The whole chapter of Hebrews 11 is overflowing with examples of faith. Faith is powerful. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. I don't know about anybody else, but some days it's difficult for me to believe what I can see, let alone what is not visible. Just speaking for myself. One old saying is, practice makes perfect. Sometimes God puts us in situations that are do or die. We can choose to trust God or be weighed down from carrying our own burdens. In my lifetime, I have been in situations in which I had to decide to have faith in God. It was not an option. Any other choice would have ended in disaster. Believe me, I know about those. One of my favorite scriptures is Matthew 9:22. The woman who had the faith that if she could just touch the hem of Jesus' garment, that she would be healed. Surprisingly, at an altar call, a minister whom I had never seen before prophesied to me that I would be healed as the woman with the issue of blood. At that time, I was a 12-year cancer survivor. Praise God. The connection was really amazing that it was 12 years for her and my 12-year anniversary. In December 2000, I went to the hospital to have a biopsy done. I had already given the surgeon permission to remove any cancer if necessary. When I woke up, my surgeon/specialist was nowhere to be found. He did not come in and consult with me that day. The next morning, he entered my hospital room with about four interns. They glared at me from the foot of my bed as my specialist held my hand. He gave me the news that I had stage 1 cancer. I did not flinch. All of the interns stared at me, some with tears in their eyes. God was definitely with me. I did not feel fear of any kind. I felt peace. I was so calm, I didn't even understand it myself. I had been on my job exactly 3 months. My insurance had just kicked in, and because of my hospital stay, so did my short-term disability. I was a single parent raising my 14-year-old son. I prayed to God that he would heal me so I could raise my son, hopefully see grandchildren be born. Thank God, today is my youngest granddaughter's 5th birthday. Praise God. That's the prayer that he answered for me. My faith was all I had. It was my survival tool. When I was taking chemo treatment, I was terminated from my job. I went to a community agency to apply financial aid. It was one of the only places that did not just flat out deny me any help. One of my best friends had made 40-plus phone calls. No one was willing to help me because I owned my condo, which did not make any logical sense to me. But that was the rule, they claimed. When I went to the agency for help, I met an angel by the name of Lynette. She completed all my paperwork and encouraged me. And would you believe, she even prayed with me. I was so shocked. I've never seen anyone in an organization pray for someone. My faith grew even stronger from that encounter with her. I still remain friends with her to this day. My bank account was drained. I did not have any income. I kept the faith through all of it. I never gave up. I never missed a mortgage payment. I never missed a meal. My friends sent me checks in the mail. My best friend bought groceries. She went shopping, paid for the groceries, brought them up 4 flights of stairs, and even cooked for my son and I. My cousins Renee and Terry left their families in California and Alaska and came to give me their support. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My best friend, she even assured me that if anything happened to me, that she took her role as godmother seriously. My son would be taken care of by her and her husband. Thank you, Jesus. God fought all my battles, my job, the chemo, the recovery. He was there for me through it all. That was the only way I made it. I even went to EEOC and won a case against my job because they terminated me while I was still doing chemotherapy. Amazingly, it was a well-known insurance company. Even the EEOC staff and the attorney told me that I would not win the case. I did all of the legwork myself. I even included a statement to get my job back. I won the case. I won because of my faith. God prevailed in that situation, as he does in all the situations in which we have faith and turn everything over to him. I've encountered the C word on other occasions, one in which I mentioned before where it was a spot on my lung. That changed my diagnosis from stage 1 to stage 4. I still held on to my faith with all I had, all the strength that I could muster. God said, if we have faith of just a mustard seed, it is enough. My spot on my lung disappeared. The lung specialist was elated and stated, it is a miracle. How often do you hear a doctor say those words? That was a couple of years ago. I am convinced that God has kept me against all odds to give testimonies such as these on the Declare Victory call, which is my platform. Whatever you do, just hang in there. Even if you just have the strength to crawl, keep moving towards Jesus. Stretch out your arm and touch the hem. If you can't reach the hem, just reach for the thread of his garment. He will feel your touch, and he will reward your faith. Praise God. Expect a supernatural miracle today with your name on it, in Jesus' name. as I pass the call.
Amazing God, we just thank you this morning. Father, I come to you this morning just to say thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for a new day, for a new grace, a new mercy. God, just thank you for waking us this morning. Thank you for keeping us safe during the night and for no harm or danger that came over us, God. Thank you. Your love is magnificent, and we just are so grateful this morning. We don't take it lightly that we're on this prayer line and that we're able to hear, to see, and to talk. Some may be fighting symptoms in their physical bodies, but yet we praise your name. We thank you for everyone in the need of prayer this morning. I ask that you just bless them. Bless my brothers and my sisters this morning and the families and everyone in the need of just a touch from you. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do in the lives of your people. Thank you. Thank you for our sound mind. Thank you for our sound mind. Thank you for our sound mind this morning. Thank you for clarity for anyone that is not clear on what they need to do in their lives. Give them your steps. Order their steps. For you are not a God of confusion, but of peace. And just remind each and every one of us that I come before you this morning just asking you to bless Kedra as she heads back home and just give her and her family traveling grace. And thank you for allowing them to just have reunite with their brother. And, God, you just worked that out, and I just thank you for that. And continue to bless him and bless Mommy and her healing as well. And asking for you to look on the Wallace family for, you know, their loss and just give them your touch and your peace and for Gwen's son and for healing for him and wisdom for the teachers that are going to be dealing with the LGBT and just, you know, that situation, God. I'm also asking that you be with Elizabeth Payne as she's dealing with her issues, and you are Jehovah Rapha, so we just thank you and for Beverly for putting that request out there. Bless her as well. For the McClendon marriage, just in that family situation, be God in that. And for Susie's body, just touch her. She's so faithful to you, God. So just touch her this morning. And everyone else in the need, I thank you for my sister Barbara for always greeting us with such an amazing sound and a warmth and for being a hostess with the most this morning. For my sister Rhoda for that scripture reading and for Gail's declaration, Father, thank you. Thank you for Gail. Thank you for her faith. Thank you for just her strength in you and that she is so triumphant over the enemy with everything that she's facing, that you are her healer. You're healing her just like the one with the issue of blood. Thank you that she didn't give up. I thank you that she's not just one that talks the talk, but she's walking this thing out, and she knows to keep fighting a good fight of faith. So I thank you for her. God, just continue to cover everyone. Bless our church families, each and every one, all the different ministries of our church families. You know what they are. Bless every pastor. I lift up E.K. Dawson, Pastor LaVelle Jones, Pastor Bob Jackson, Will Coleman, Pastor Nutt, all the pastors, Overseer Martin, Father, just all our pastors, God. I'm asking that you just touch my brother Marcus Dyson this morning and what he's in need of. He's been on my heart. Also, Mauna Kea has been on my heart. And for Jason and for all our sons, Father, just bless them. Father, you desire us for all to be saved, for to just get to know you and know you as our Lord and Savior. But for those that don't know you, let them see something, let them hear something, let them meet someone that will be so instrumental that they'll ask, what must I do to be saved? I just thank you. I thank you for this Make It Happen Monday. And bless us to be a blessing to someone. Bless Marriage Matters this evening and every married couple, Father. I ask that as Diane goes after me, you'll bless her and Ms. DeWanda to close us out. I just thank you again for Dion and bless her and touch her life and her sons as I pass the call. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, I thank you for another day, the dawning of a new day. I thank you for protecting us while we slumber and slept. I pray for marriages this morning. Lord, you said who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains mercy and favor from the Lord. even those that don't obey the word. They without a word may be won over by the conducts of their wives. I lift them up to you, Lord, that wives will walk worthy of their calling, that they may receive your promises. You said, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men to you. God, I lift up our children to you today, every household and the body of Christ. I pray over the singles as they seek you for marriage. Father, I pray that they keep doing what they're doing the work of the Lord, doing their best, God, to walk worthy of their calling. Let their conduct be pleasing in thy sight. God, I thank you today for our children. God, you said to train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're older, they won't depart. I pray for them as they go off to school today, that you bless them, that you give them discernment of right and wrong, that you give them wisdom to know the difference. Protect them in their uprising and their downsetting as they're walking along. I pray over those who bully the kids. God, I pray that you will change their hearts and change their minds. You tell us in the home to train our children. Let us train our children to respect one another. God, life matters, and our children have a lot to face today in this world. Father God, for so many of them are wiser, but God, so much weaker. Lord, they don't know how to battle or know you like they should. Let us teach our children all about you, that they will have your word in their heart. You set the blinding around your neck to carry it with you at all times. God, I thank you for today. Lord, I pray over our elderly. Father God, you, O God, are the great physician and creator of life. I pray now that you extend your outstretched hand to heal and ease the suffering of those who are sick, our elderly before you. You alone have the power to heal and restore. And we trust your loving care, Lord God, for you are the Almighty God. God, I come to you today lifting up our government. I pray that you give our president and our government discernment of right and wrong, and that they will be just with all mankind. The kind of justice that comes from you, that decisions are made to reach the people and not just the leadership. But the law defends the poor and the needy. God, I pray for all men, that they will walk worthy, that they will seek you. And I pray for the unsaved ones, God, that's in government, those that are lawmakers, those that sit on a Senate seat, those that sit in the House. I pray your influence over them right now in the name of Jesus. I ask your blessing over the president, over his family, over his children, his whole household. And I pray for all the unsaved loved ones. God, you said we have all sinned and fallen short of your glory. You demonstrate your love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I pray now that those who don't know you in the parts of their sins will hear your voice and open the doors of their heart to receive you. God, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for all that you have placed in me to share with each and everyone on this line. And God, I pray for those that are sitting under the sound of my voice. I pray for the Dion who you have given the vision, the visionary. Continue to bless her. Continue to meet her every need. Continue to bless her household, her children. Place your shield of protection all around her and each and every one on this call that gives a declaration. I pray, God, now that you bless them, bless their children, bless their home,
Bless their job. For you are the author and finisher of our faith. God, I just pray your blessing over each and every one. That which you have placed in them, bring it to pass. Those who are seeking you for anything, God, I pray that you grant them their request. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. God, and I pray over Barbara. I thank you for her greeting and her hosting. I pray over Rhoda for that scripture and song. And I pray for Gail. I pray over her for that awesome declaration on faith. You said if we have a mustard seed of faith, that which you have placed in us at the beginning, let us cultivate that seed that it may grow on good soil. And God, I thank you for today, and I thank you for that which you have placed in me. I thank you for all that you have done on this call, all the healing, all the deliverance, all the growth. I thank you for each and every one. God, may their day be blessed. In the name of Jesus, I pray as I pass the call. Thank you and amen.
We will extol thee, O God, O King, and we will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will we bless thee, and we will praise the name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, as we lift up your holy name this morning. Lord God, we lift you on high. Father, you said if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. We praise your holy name this, Lord God, because there is none before you and there will be none after you. We thank you for the cross of Calvary this morning. Lord God, we thank you for bearing the cross, Lord God. We thank you for showing us the way to go, Lord God. We thank you for continuing to be a lamp unto our feet and a light on our path. We thank you for making crooked roads straight this morning. We adore you, Lord God, and we ask you, Lord God, to continue to incline your ear to hear our prayers this morning. You've heard the names that were called, Lord God, and we thank you for your response, Lord God. We thank you for being attentive to your children, Lord God, to your sons and daughters, Lord God. We thank you for making us joint heirs. We thank you for calling us to abide in you this morning. Lord God, we confess that daily we fall short. We find ourselves at times walking in our old nature and acting out in our old behaviors. Father God, we ask for forgiveness right now in the mighty name of Jesus for sins we have committed knowingly and unknowingly, Lord God. We ask that you can forgive us for those shortcomings in those moments, Lord God, that we slipped to the side of the narrow way. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for restoring us to a righteous walk with thee. Lord God, we thank you that your blood has made us whole, Lord God, and it covers us. Thank you for hiding us behind the cross. Thank you, Lord God, for teaching us to walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Lord God, for calling us to lean not unto our own understanding, but to trust you in all ways. Glory to God, that we can acknowledge you as our Lord and Savior, Lord God. So we get up off the seats of our hearts this morning, Lord God, and we lift up and surrender our hearts to you. Lord God, we confess we have need of you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to meet us where we stand, where we sit, and where we lie. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, that you will come down and see about us. Lord God, that you will send ministering angels to touch the hearts of those that are in mourning, Lord God. We thank you that you will send ministering help and healing into the bodies of those that are in pain this morning, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you will cover the minds, Lord God, of your people, Lord God, that as we go forth, we will go forth not distracted by the ways of the world. We thank you that we came to you prepared this morning, Lord God, to be resurrected, to be filled, to be refreshed and renewed, Lord God, for the day that lies ahead. Lord God, we thank you that the enemy is your footstool. Lord God, we thank you also for preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies. Lord God, we thank you that we will not be attacked from the rear because the Holy Spirit walks with us and talks with us. We thank you, Lord God, for having the whole armor of God on this morning. Lord God, and we consciously apply it to our lives, Lord God. We ask that you cover our head. head with the helmet of salvation. Lord God, you cover our chest with the breastplate of righteousness. Lord God, and above all, you teach us to be truthful, Lord God, to you first. Lord God, and then we can go out into a world that's dying and be a testimony. Lord God, so gird us up with truth. Help us to walk in peace with all people at all times. Lord God, you said that we will be known by love for one another. Lord God, help us to love in a deeper way today. Lord God, help us to be patient, kind, long-suffering, and gentle. Lord God, help the fruits of the Spirit, Lord God, that we are called to produce overflow in our lives today. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, that we'll be able to walk in peace wherever we go, Lord God, and that peace will go before us, Lord God, in every situation, circumstances, they may come up against us, Lord God. We thank you for your word that is a living word that tells us the gates of hell will not prevail against us. We thank you, Lord God, for when we are shaken and uncomfortable with the change that is taking place, Lord God, for the enlarging of the territory, Lord God, help us to keep our eyes on you. Lord God, that we don't get so fearful that we stand still. Lord God, we thank you for the examples that you laid forth for us in Jonah, Lord God, when you sent him and he got a little nervous and went another direction. We thank you, Lord God, that you showed us that you never take your hand off your people, that you will continue to pull, draw, and lead them to where you'll have them be. Lord God, we thank you for the place of surrender, Lord God, at the foot of the cross, Lord God, where we cast all our cares and concerns at the base of the cross. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to give us hearts, Lord, to go back and make amends, Lord God, before we stand before you in prayer, Lord God. And I apologize right now, Lord God, that I left an order, Lord God, but I thank you, Lord God, for the spirit that's leading me to remember, Lord God, that we need to make amends with one another before we leave our gifts at the altar, Lord God. Our gift is praising you this morning. Lord God, I give you abundant praise. We give you abundant praise. We worship you, Jesus. There is none like loving with you, Lord God. We thank you for your love, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you loved us so much that you did not let that bitter cup pass you by. Lord God, we thank you that you also demonstrated in prayer that you asked your Father if it could pass, Lord God. But then you ended with, not my will, but thy will. Lord God, we ask today that thy will be done. Lord God, help us to continue to say yes, even when we don't know or we're uncertain. Jesus, we thank you this morning. We lift up your holy name, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for our families, thanking you for our relations, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for preparing to meet you here early in the morning, Lord God, so we can set our tone for the day. Thank you, Lord God, for healing and restoration, deliverance and keeping, Lord God. We thank you this morning, Lord God. There are many things we could be doing. We could be caught up in a whirlwind of all kind of stuff because the world is tempting. Lord God, keep our eyes on you that the lust of the eye does not distract us, Lord God, from our primary call to serve you. Thank you, Lord God. As we humble ourselves this morning under your mighty hand, Lord God, we surrender our hearts, Lord God. We surrender our souls, Lord God, and we give you our minds, Lord God. We ask that as we lift up our empty cups, Lord God, that you fill them to overflowing, that we'll have to give unto others this morning, be it a smile, Lord God, a nod, a God bless you, Lord God, a whatever it be, Lord God, that we'll be able to be so exuberant in joy, Lord God, of your love for our life, that it would attract others unto us, Lord God, that they will come from the north, south, east, and west, asking what must they do to be saved, Lord God, and we will not be ashamed of the glory of God, Lord God. Therefore, you will be continuously professing us before your Father. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that on this day we will hear your voice, Lord God, and when we hear your voice, we will not harden our heart, that we will run, Lord God, to do the work that you sent us to do. We thank and praise you, Lord God, as we take our phones off of mute this morning and we cry out to you individually in praise. We are thankful for all you've done, Lord God. We can't ask for anything else. You woke us this morning and gave us breath of life. Lord God, thank you for breathing into us this morning. And as you continue to breathe into us, Lord God, help us to breathe on somebody else this morning, Jesus. Move us, Lord God, from self-centered and self-righteousness, Lord God, into God-centered lives. We will be so careful to give you the praise, Lord. You are so worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Rain, Jesus. Rain, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Rain on our lives this morning, Jesus. Rain in and over the situations that concern us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you never fall short of your word. Lord God, thank you that the battle is not ours, but it belongs to you. But thank you, Lord God, for equipping us, Lord God, with the tools to be overcomers. Lord God, we praise you this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb of God. I love you, Lord. I adore you, Jesus. I bless your holy name, Lord God. I am nothing without you, Jesus. We are nothing without you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you clothe the lilies of the valley, Lord God, and that you will duly clothe us. We thank you, Lord God, that as the birds toil, Lord God, so do we. We thank you, Lord God, that we can rest under your hands this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us a place, Lord God, to lay our heads. So we lay our heads on your breast this morning, Jesus. And you, Lord God, to wrap us up in you, Lord God, hallelujah. Wrap your loving arms around us, Lord God, hallelujah. Somebody needs a touch right now, Lord God. Touch by your spirit, Lord God, hallelujah. We thank you for the moments of silence, Lord God. But we also thank you for your still, quiet voice that cries out, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hosanna, Hosanna. Holy is the name of God. Thank you, God, hallelujah. Bless your holy name, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mighty arms, Lord God, that reached down and touched us on our beds this morning, that pulled us from under the covers this morning. Lord God, thank you for the activities of our limbs in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the clarity of mind to call out to you, Jesus, with the depth of our souls, Lord God. We will bless your name at all times, Lord God, and your word shall continually be in our mouths. Lord God, we praise you this morning, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for being the author of these lives, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for shedding blood for sinners, Lord God, hallelujah. And we have all fallen short of the glory of God. We thank you that your blood makes us righteous. We thank you that your blood gave us a place to be standing under your word this morning. Thank you for hiding us behind the cross. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that no weapon, hallelujah, formed against us will prosper in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you this morning. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that no distraction will keep our eyes from seeking your face. Lord God, you told us to seek you early, hallelujah, and here we are. Meet us right now, Jesus. Meet us right here, right now, Lord God. Meet us in the midst of the troubled water this morning, Jesus. Situations, Lord God, I want to thank you for keeping those kids that were in these car accidents last week. Thank you for the praise reports that came forth because of a praying mother and a praying father. Lord, thank you for the prayers of the grandmothers and grandfathers. Thank you for covering generations, Lord God, down through the days, down through the weeks, and down through the years. Lord God, cover our children right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being a God of liberation, Lord God. We are no longer bound and tied up, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your holy name. We walk in freedom, and we talk in freedom. We dance and sing and praise your name freely, Jesus. Thank you that we don't have to mute our voices when we look to the hills. Thank you, Lord God, that we can sing a praise wherever we go freely. Lord God, we thank you this morning, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness towards us. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. Lord God, let us not take for granted
2 hours, 3 and 24 that you've given us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to be a living testimony to somebody somewhere. We thank you this morning, Lord God, hallelujah, that your word will go forth and not return to your void. We thank you, Lord God, that that's our withdrawal, Lord God, is our obedience, and we can store up our treasures in heavens where they will not be stolen from us. Lord God, we bless your holy name this morning, Jesus. Glory, 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 Jesus. Reign, Jesus, reign. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Our soul says yes, Lord God, and our hearts say yes, Lord God, and our minds say yes, Lord God, and we thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Continue, Lord God, to enlarge our territory, and step by step, Lord God, we lean into you, walking by faith and not by sight, praising your holy name all along the way. Thank you, Lord God, for the rough side, hallelujah, of the mountain, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for calling us up out of our graves. Thank you for unbinding us, Lord God. Thank you for breaking chains this morning. Lord God, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for the voice of my ancestors that I hear this morning. Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that we are not so bowed down that we can't lift our voice to you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King, Lord God? His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We invite you, Lord God, to take over our hearts this morning. Lord God, reign on the seats of our hearts this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As we meditate on your word this morning, Jesus. As we meditate on your word, Jesus, as we take time to sit with you this morning, Jesus, let us hear from you. As we silently sit with you, Lord God, throughout the day, during those quiet moments, Lord God, thank you for walking so close. I can feel you breathing around me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for a touch this morning, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We glorify your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are a great provider, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you said you never see your righteous go hungry or see you begging for bread. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you kept the bank account going, Lord God, even when it was nothing to go in it, Lord God. We were always able to make some type of withdrawal. Thank you, Jesus, for bills being met this month, Lord God, hallelujah, for pantries being stocked. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the simple things that keep us going day by day. Thank you, Lord, for clothing the lilies of the valley and clothing us. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Glory to your holy name, Jesus. Thank you for the bed of affliction that you asked us to carry that will be a witness to a lost and dying world. Lord God, and we lift up our cross and we bear our burdens this morning. Lord God, we bring them to you and we leave them at your feet, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, that you said you would perfect our concerns in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, because only when we give them to you will they be done right, Lord God. Thank you for life lessons, Lord God, through the trials and the temptations. Lord God, thank you for building our resistance, Lord God, and thank you for being tattooed across our hearts and flowing through our blood this morning, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for change of character that reflects you. Lord God, we thank you this morning and we praise your holy name. Lord God, there's none above you, none before you, and there'll be none after you. Thank you for resurrected life right now in the name of Jesus. It's a new day. Hallelujah. What happened yesterday is over. Lord God, I will live and rejoice in today for today.
because you are present right here, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you go before us, Lord God, and you take away, Lord God, out of no way, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for being decent and in order this morning, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify your holy name. Thank you, Lord God, for everyone connected on this call this morning, Lord God. You heard their individual voices, Lord God. Lord God, you heard the silent and unspoken prayers this morning. Lord God, thank you for knowing our hearts, Lord God, deep on the inside, Lord God. Those things we have not been able to come to terms with right now, Lord God. Thank you for bringing them to the surface, Lord God, and pulling them up out of us in the name of Jesus. Lord God, thank you this morning, Jesus, for your covering, Lord God, as we pray one for another, Lord God. In these days, Lord God, in these terrible days, we thank you that you are greater than everything that will come against the United States of America and every person in this country, Lord God, and worldwide, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to let us hear your voice, Lord God, that you are calling on us to raise up, Lord God, as an army. Lord God, that we will go forth, Lord God, and in your will, in the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord God.
Glory, 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 Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Glory, 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 Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Great is our faith,
Lord God.
Great is our faith.
We love you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We praise
you,
Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank
we sing the praises this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Rain,
we sing the praises, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Rain on us sometimes, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Rain
all we can do, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Is
say hallelujah.
Lift up
and
our
we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for resurrected life. Thank you for resurrected life, Jesus. Thank you for resurrected life, Jesus. Thank you. Jesus, thank you, Jesus,
thank you,
for your death. Hallelujah. Thank you for resurrected life. Praise your holy name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The balm in Gilead, Lord God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Help
us, Lord God.
Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your praise. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name,
Jesus.
We bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Glory, 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 glory. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 Lord. Jesus, yes, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes. We can say, glory, glory,
yes, Lord,
yes, Lord, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to
our will, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Hem of your garment, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah.
We give you the honor, God. Surely you are great and greatly to be praised, God.
Yes, Lord, just find
you.
Yes, yes, yes.
We magnify you.
Yes, yes, yes.
God, and we say how excellent is thy name in all the earth, oh God.
Yes, 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 Lord.
We exalt you this morning. We exalt you this morning, oh God. We exalt you this morning.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
We bless your name, God.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus.
To be praised.
Glory, glory.
Worthy is
glory. You're worthy, Lord God. Oh, worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, 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 you are, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Make it happen.
Thank
you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For this Monday.
Hallelujah.
This Monday. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thy name.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh, Lord. Yes. What a
word.
Thank you, Lord.
How
excellent.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are, Lord.
How excellent.
Yes, yes, you are.
How excellent.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
How excellent.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess. Jesus, excellent.
Yes.
In thy name, in all the earth, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess Jesus as Lord. Oh, He is thy name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
God. Surely your name is excellent.
Thank
all
you, Jesus.
The earth. And we magnify you, God. We bless you today for your grace and your mercy that kept us. God, we glorify you. We honor you. We call you a great God, matchless God, loving, living God, hope for the hopeless God, bread to the hungry God. Father, to the fatherless God, we call you, I am God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we love you this morning. We thank you for an opportunity just to give your name the glory and all of the praise.
Yeah.
In the matchless name of Jesus, we feel it all, God. We absolutely adore you this morning, and we simply love you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We love you back this morning, God. Hallelujah.
We love you, Father, this morning.
Yes,
Father, surely you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God, you're worthy, God, you're worthy, God.
Yes, Lord.
God,
yes.
You're worthy. You're worthy.
Yes.
We pray.
You're worthy, God.
Praise you. We praise you today. Praise
you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And praise you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Good morning, once again. My name is Barbara Cockrell. I have been your host for today. Are there any new callers? Is there anyone who would like to say good morning?
Hold on, Barbara. Hold on, Barbara. Yeah, okay.
Good morning. This is Sister Tonya.
Good morning, Sister Tonya. Welcome.
Good morning, Sister Tonya.
Thank you. Good morning, and God bless all you beautiful souls.
Hallelujah. Are you a new caller?
I think this is my first time coming on with you this morning, yes.
Who invited you?
Sister Sandy.
Well, we are so glad that you joined us this morning. I hope that you have truly been blessed.
I have, and thank you so much.
Is there anyone else that called in late that want to say good morning?
Good morning, Deborah. God bless everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Juliet.
Good morning, Juliet.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Erica.
Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
And Miss Barbara, I heard a gentleman.
Good morning, Sister Franklin.
Hi, Franklin.
Good morning. Who did you hear,
Dion? I heard a gentleman that I hadn't heard before. It was a new sound. Was that someone trying to say good morning?
Is there a new gentleman on the call? Do you mind telling us your name?
No, that was me. Brother Eric.
That's Eric, right?
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Good morning. God bless. I now want to pass the call.
Good morning. This is Brother Jeff.
Good morning, Brother Jeff. Anyone else? I now want to pass the call to our host for the Love, Life, and Victory, Sister Gail. Thank you for that awesome declaration, Gail. It's in your hands.
Thank you. Thank you. James 5:15 states, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. In Jesus' name. I hope this morning that something I shared will encourage you, not only if you're having health issues, but with anything.
Good morning, this is Solomon.
Good morning, Solomon.
Any other babies on the call want to say good morning? Okay, Gail.
Okay. I hope that that you all were encouraged, not only if you're having health issues, but any other problems or concerns that you need to take to God in prayer. Even if it's not for yourself, but if you can encourage others, I pray that you did receive something. Amen. Would anyone like to share a time in which they were fueled by faith that you know if it had not been for your faith that you would not have made it through? One of my examples is what I had given when I battled the health issue. I prayed for God for me to survive in order to raise my son and to possibly to see grandchildren. And also, I still continue to pray that I will outlive my mother because I know with her going through the things I've been through that for God to take me, heaven forbid, before he does her, it would just
prayer up. So that's another prayer that I have. And I have the faith that he will answer that prayer as well. Does anyone like to share anything? What comes to your mind when you hear the word faith?
True belief, true believing of God is true faith. And just as you said, I remember being ill in a very, very ill place. And I remember the presence of the Spirit coming to me, asking me, why did I want to live? And I was taken back by that Spirit as if to say, excuse me? And then I realized that that's a good question. And I responded for my children and my children's children.
Amen.
And so you saying that just lets me know that when I answered that Spirit, that I too said the right thing for my children and my children's children.
Thank you for that
share. Praise God. Praise God. I'm sorry. This is Sister Tonya. I suffered a mass in my brain. My head filled up with water. I had 15 caregivers caring for me. And God restored me back to my right mind prior to the two brain surgeries. I currently have a shunt in my brain to today that maps around that mass that was in my brain. But because God is not the author of confusion, the mass dissipated, dissolved itself, and the doctors are still trying to figure out what happened. But we know that God is truly a miracle worker.
Hallelujah.
And so his miracles still exist to today.
Yes, ma'am.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, God. Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
God is a miracle working God. Yes, he is. Thank you so much. And thank you for letting us hear your sound this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? Is there a favorite scripture that anyone goes to when they really need to muster up some faith?
Gail.
Yes.
Good morning. This is Didi. I have to get to a place where I could speak, but I'm so just thankful for you and how God has restored you. And I, too, know what it's like in 95. I was, from what the doctor said, 4 hours out of death, and I know what the Sister Tonya spoke about, that experience with the presence asking you, because you're leaving your body. I mean, I had a, anyway, I was in the hospital for a month and ICU for 2 weeks, and by the grace of God, I'm still here. I still have issues from that ordeal, but I remember my mom being the vessel that God used, because the doctors made a mistake. And so in the middle of the night, the Lord did speak to her and told her exactly what went wrong in the surgery. And my mom was able to share with the surgeon, and they did a corrective surgery, and I'm here today. And just recently I saw on Facebook where I think the lady was like 52 years old, and she passed away from exactly what I went through after she gave birth. And what happens is doctors try to say that it's like a rare illness that women get after they have babies, when in actuality it's that they made a mistake and they left an opening. So my intestines went through and I had a backup. So my body was poisoning itself. But thanks be to God that I'm here. So I get it in the faith that what it means to me is trusting God beyond what we're going through and looking beyond that, and not just talking it, because it's so easy to say it, but when you're faced with that thing, when you're faced with that report, and just like when they told you what you had and you kept saying, okay, but I trust God. I just so love the fact that you're here to tell it and that you were able to see your grandbaby, and it's just a blessing. Faith is real. So I just wanted to share that, and I thank you for your share. And this is amazing. I love you so much, and I'm so glad that we are together and that God is growing us up to be so other people can see that he's real. You know what I mean? It's no joke. This fight of faith is a real fight. So I love you, and I'm so glad you're in my life, and thank you.
Thank you. I love you, too. You're very inspirational to me as well. And it's amazing that the stories that we have and the things we survived, and people always to listen to us on this call, and people at my church, when I share with them, they look at me and they go, I never dreamed that you went through that. You're always laughing and joking, and you look so well. But it's God. It's only God. Because sometimes I'm just falling apart on the inside. But God just brings out the joy to encourage others. So I just praise God for everyone on this call, even the people who don't speak. Your presence, your spirit, your positive energy, it helps. So sometimes we feel that we are not serving a purpose or whatever. But like I said, even silent people, and the people who do the decorations, the prayers, the greetings, we're all here together for a purpose to lift each other up. Thank you all so much. Anyone else? Are there any special scriptures?
Sister Gail.
Yes.
You prayed that you hope that your declaration and your testimony touched someone and that someone received something from it. I want to let you know most definitely I received encouragement from your testimony this morning. I want to thank you. It was very powerful and inspiring for me. You know, my faith, my level of faith, I haven't had to exercise it in the way that you expressed your faith going through the ordeal of that letter C and God delivering you and healing you from it. There was an experience I had in my life where I felt so very powerless, and during my wife's illness, and I was to the point where I don't know exactly where my faith was, but my wife would be in the bathroom and she would be praying and she would be talking to God, and I would be in the bedroom and I would be trying to pray. I would be trying to have faith, but I saw God heal my wife's body. Even though she still have challenges, health challenges, but I saw God heal my wife's body through prayer, through her faith, and that it impacted me. It empowered me because I felt so powerless. There was times when I would have to help her to the bathroom, and today she can move and she don't have to use a cane. So, you know, and the other sister Tanya that just spoke about the surgery, the brain surgery, those are two very powerful testimonies this morning that really spoke to me, and I just wanted to let you know, Gail, that I heard you, I felt you, and you truly have blessed me this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Jeff. You bless me every time you speak. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else have anything they'd like to share?
Good morning, Saints. Bless the name of the Lord. My name is Patrick, and this is my, I think, second time calling in. I'm just so blessed again by this line. I'm just hearing the testimonies of everyone. So my faith scripture is faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and just listening to what he's doing in the saints' lives and the miracles and signs and wonders that are being had. I mean, I was just so blown away just now, even by the testimony of just hearing that God gave Tanya's, I believe, mother instructions for what went wrong, because he knows everything, and he can do that, and he's God like that, and he loves us like that. And so I'm just so so encouraged and blown away, and I missed everything. I called in at different times, called in late, but I will get on earlier so I can get the fullness of what God has for me in the morning on this line. So I just bless everyone who is on the line, and like she was saying, everyone who is here and sharing and listening, you know, our spirits on one, being on one accord. You know, we're in the season of Pentecost, and so when the saints are on one accord, you know, there's no limit to what can happen and what goes on. So I just thank you for the space. Thank you for the line. People that started it and keep it going, and it's just a beautiful blessing. And so I think that's probably all I have to say right now, but I just thank you again for everyone and that testimony.
Thank you. Good to hear your voice, and welcome to the call.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Would anyone else like to share?
Yeah, hi, good morning. This is Monique.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you guys for letting me share. Thinking about faith, take me back to my son when he was diagnosed with epilepsy and the doctors wanted to do a brain surgery on him. And then when they did the brain surgery, the doctor had told me they were just going to take a little portion out of his brain. But as they did the surgery, and his head was already open, the doctor came back and she was like, Monique, we got to take out half of his brain. And I was like, half? But he was already open, and just at that moment, I just had to trust God. I was like, God, whatever, it's in your hands, you know. And I'm so glad I did it, because a lot of people were telling me, don't do it, you know. You know, we black, we don't have no brain surgery. And doctor was like, he probably can't see and he probably can't talk after, but I mean, he's been 6 years seizure free. So I thank God today for faith, because today he's living on his own and he's in Sacramento and he just graduated college. And if I wouldn't have faith in God to just take that opportunity and do that, you know, I don't know where we'd be. So I just think back today and I just thank you guys that brought me back. Thanks.
That is such a powerful testimony. Wow. And as a mother, it's hard enough when it's yourself, but when it's your child, it's unbearable. So praise God you made it through that, and your son has been healed.
Yes, ma'am.
Would anyone else like to share? What do you do when all odds seem to be stacked up against you as high as a mountain? What do you do then?
Ain't nobody got no this morning.
Well, this is Patty, and I'm driving, so you can hear a lot of noise, and I might be distant, but I feel like there was a time in my life where God kind of took everything and put it in the pot and shook it up in my life. And I had to make a choice or a decision of whether or not I was going to stand in faith or I was going to do my own thing. I felt like in all areas of my life, every ounce of it, you know, there was obviously changes that took place, but I felt like he just was saying, Patty, you know what, you say you love me, and you're not a new babe in Christ, but you know, I'm about to take you through this just to see how much faith you have in me. I mean, now it's kind of like put your money where your mouth is, and I felt like I had make that choice like now. I didn't have time to, you know, sit around and pray about it. It was a matter of kind of like do or die kind of. And you know, there's been, you know, some rough, rocky roads, but I say to you that I feel like, you know, I chose to walk in this walk of faith in my life right now.
Amen.
I don't know if I made sense, but that's my explanation.
Amen. Thank you for your share.
Yeah, this is Dee Dee again. I don't want to just be just all over the call, but with this declaration, it just touches so much. I have had so much, and I think I've shared with Dion and Diane those too, but I used to feel like what I've gone through, I didn't understand it, from my near-death experience to, you know, my baby dying and me never holding him, all of that stuff. It was so painful, but just as I've gone through so many other experiences, and God has placed me to be a help, I guess, to so many other women that's lost babies, whether, you know, stillborn or whatever the situation, I get it. And my really good friend of mine, they have two boys that had a muscular dystrophy or whatever it's called. One son died. He was 20 years old, and now their other son is crippling because it's debilitating, and that's what they said they'll die from. But I was able to be there with her, the mom, to watch a mother, like with me. My baby, I was 20 weeks. I delivered a dead baby. I was attached to him, but you know what I mean? It's like God, he was in my stomach for 20 weeks. This woman had him for 20 years and had to say goodbye. So that was another example of that. And the parents are so strong. They believe God. They trust God. To be in that room with her as she's saying goodbye to her son and she's praising God, that was God just allowed me to be there. An hour after he passed, I was there with her. The social worker had me take her out of the room. And she never questioned God. She was praising him. To see that, and just like I hear with you, Gail, that's real faith, is to trust God in spite of what you're going through. And that's real. It's so easy. That's why I always say it's so easy for us to quote scriptures and to say we trust them. But do you really trust him? Are you still going to say yes when all hell is breaking loose, when your baby is laying there dead in the bed, and you're all of that? That's faith. So I'm just so in awe this morning, and I cannot tell you I love you enough. And again, I'm grateful. My mother don't have no hair, because when they told her to prepare for me, I was 27 with three babies. Prepare, there's nothing we can do. Your daughter is dying. So when God spoke to her, my mama said, "Go undo what you did." They were able to save me. And I'm grateful. But even now with my mom having no hair, that's her thing. People, "Oh, your mama got cancer." People are so mean. But no, I'm just grateful to be alive, to have every breath. And that's probably why I'm so radical, is because I know what I've been through. I don't care what I look like. I don't care what I look like. I'm just grateful to be here.
Hello. Hello? Hello?
That was it. That was my little theme music. Amen.
Oh. Put me off there.
All righty. Thank you for your share. I recall when the doctor told me that the first time that I was diagnosed with cancer, with the four people standing there crying, and he was like, I had long extension, I had braids. And he was like, "All that beautiful hair is going to be gone." I was like, "I have to care less about some hair. I'm concerned with my life. I can buy hair. I bought this hair, you know." And I remember the doctor telling me that some women refuse to get chemo; they'd rather die because they're so vain, and they would prefer to die than lose their hair. I just don't understand that, but it helps you to put priorities in your life. It helps you to just rethink life and have a purpose in life. So thank you so much. Does anyone find it difficult sometimes to believe in something that you cannot see, as in faith? We cannot see faith. Does it make it difficult for some of us to, maybe not all the time, but sometimes to believe in it?
Connected. Hello? Oh.
Hi, Daniel. It's Tanya. You know, I need a great declaration. I just try to remain, you know, keep my quiet so to allow other people, but I don't want you to feel like you just your questions are just being thrown up against the ceiling. You know, in all honesty, sometimes it is a challenge for me, even today. You know, you believe in God for something, especially if you've been believing for a while, you know, to continue to encourage yourself and to not allow yourself to fall victim of the, you know, but nothing has happened yet, God, nothing has changed yet, or are you going to do it? Maybe I should do this. You know, yes, it absolutely can be a challenge. I have not, as long as I've been saved, I have not mastered. I've grown. I've gotten better, but I've not completely mastered the art of faith. And for those who have, maybe you could tell me what your remedy is, but I haven't. I just know that I have to, that quitting is not an option. That for me, that's what I know. And I know that failure is not an option. And I know that to doubt God is to sin. So when I feel myself, you know, slipping, for lack of a better word, or what have you, you know, I remind myself of the word, even if I have to say it out loud. You know, whatever I have to do to keep myself up, I do it. And sometimes I slip into a functified state. Thank you for that, Patty. I don't know if I said it right, but sometimes I will, but I'll catch myself. I never stay there. Or somebody that I love will call me and say, hey, what's going on with you? Oh, I'm fine. No, you're not. I can hear it. You know, and that gives me permission to say, well, you know, I was kind of feeling this way, so. You know, I haven't mastered it, but I sure am working on it.
Good morning, Gail. It's Miss D.
Good morning. Thank you, Tanya.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for your declaration. And I was just sitting here thinking about my life in the past 3 months. It's been very challenging. And in the challenges, sometimes I find myself drawn away into myself, not drawn away, into myself, and the old nature will come up. My old nature is pretty subtle, so sometimes I don't even recognize that it's there, but I begin to at some point know that I am living in an old processes, that my lenses have reverted back to my old thought processes. So a few weeks ago, I got this big box dropped at my front door, and it happened to be some medical information. And when I looked through it, I don't know why I went to the middle of the stack, but I saw something from 1990-something, and it threw me off, and it became a distractor. As I went through the week, because that was over a week ago, I went through the week in prayer, but I experienced fear, anxiety, a whole bunch of other emotions came up, a lot of thoughts came up that were distracting. Make a long story short, as I processed what I was feeling and I spoke encouragement into myself, because my past can't affect me today. My past has no power over me, but at that moment when that box came, I saw some information, it immediately gripped hold of me. I talked myself through it, reminded myself that my past is dead, that my past holds no weight. I sat down last night and went through this box. It's over 500 pages of medical information. And when I went through, I highlighted, and as I got deeper in, I smiled. And see, because my old nature will tell me some stuff about myself that is so untrue because it's distorted, that could cause me to walk in fear and not be able to do what I need to do. I can hear the Lord saying, be equipped for the battle. So you got to read this information and be ready to go. In a couple of days when I go before this medical panel, which is on the 15th, pray for me. But I feel so powerful this morning. I'm silent because that's what God wants me to be right now. I'm totally relying on him. And I'm thankful for your declaration. I mean, I've had some life-altering experiences in the last year that I could have just put my hands down, stuck them in my pocket, and kept my head down and kicked rocks and not looked up again. But knowing who God is, and he continues to remind me as I look around my house, as I look into my children's faces, my grandchildren, that his faithfulness towards me is much bigger than any situation. And someone called me and told me, they said, remember Moses who stammered and said he wasn't equipped to do what God sent him? We get that way. So it's okay. Just keep looking up, because God can. So thank you this morning, and thank you for allowing me to be able to share. And I'm grateful to be a part of this prayer line, this prayer group, this family that God gave me almost 2 years ago when I was sitting at my kitchen table by myself wondering where I was going from here. And my territory has been expanded tremendously. I love you guys. Have a blessed day.
Love you too, Missy. Thank you for your share as usual. And if you all might have noticed, the last month or so, I've been quiet because the declarations sometimes are just so overwhelming, and you're in such deep thought. And sometimes it's just, you know, you all been saying, fine, quiet. That's what I've been doing, because the declarations are so intense sometimes. You, so many thoughts are racing through your mind, and you just sometimes it's just a time to meditate and marinate on what's being said. So I'm not offended when you all are quiet, because that's what I've been doing. So I'm just happy that you all were blessed, and it gives us something to think about and to praise God for. And just think about that we are all blessed to still be here, because God has saved us from so many things. Sometimes we're not aware of. I was prophesied to that I have missed 3 drive-by shootings, and I know one for a fact. Back in the day when I used to party, I was at it was called a warehouse party. It was an open room, and it was one of my Jamaican girlfriends. I went with her, and while they were inside the party, I noticed a couple of doors had chains on them inside, and I just didn't feel comfortable, so I was pacing the hallway. And I didn't want to tell her I was ready to leave because she was driving. And I just kept pacing the hallway outside. And finally I said, okay, can we leave? So the next morning, her best friend called and asked us if we were okay. She told me that someone came in and shot up the place like 30 minutes after we left. So that was my premonition from God, the reason why I was so anxious and walking in the hall, because something wasn't right. So thank God that he just protects us when we don't even know what's going on. But that's another situation where if you have a gut feeling about something, he is telling us, he lets us know. So we need to try to stay connected to God as much as possible and have faith that when we feel something is wrong, then probably it's wrong. But praise God for just being there for us at all times. So another question is, what advice would you give someone who is ready to just totally give up? What advice would you give them?
This is Patty again. My mom has been for the last 4 years. The last 4 years, she has been ready to go because my dad passed away 4 years ago, and they were married for 50 years. And she didn't tell me for a while that, you know, I just don't want to be here anymore. But what happens is that, you know, because I watch and I pay attention, you know, I heard people say, oh, your mom's ready to leave. Your mom doesn't want to be here. I started hearing it from other people. And so one of the times that she made the comment, she finally said something to me, and I told her, I said, you know, you may be ready to go, but God's not ready. He's not ready to release you yet. And so you just have to keep fighting for life, because, you know, even to this day that I'm speaking to you, she has kind of given up. Which is why some of the reason why she is where she is. But my advice to her was that, you know what, just first of all, you need to take care of your issues, the issues that you have with other people. clean up the things that are going on, you know, your unforgiveness or any anger or guilt. You have to get rid of those things. Don't take that with you to, you know, when the Lord takes you, don't take that with you. Get rid of it. And so that's, for me, that's what I've talked to my mom about. Even though she is in denial about having any of those things, I still gave her that advice, whether or not she took it or not, which she hasn't as of yet. That's the advice that I give to her.
Thank you. That's a good advice. Thank you so much for your share. Would anyone else like to comment on that?
Sister Gail, this is Juliet. I just wanted to tell you, I truly enjoyed your decoration. And before you did your decoration, I just did my, I was doing my devotion, and the scripture called the weapons, you know, that one who says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And then it made me think about the scripture, and also about the scripture, the battle's not ours, but the Lord's. Mm-hmm. And listening to your decoration made me think, you know, God has everything. He's in control of everything. The only weapon that we hold in our hand is our faith. You know, when he gives us a word and standing on that, that's the action. That's the weapon of warfare that we fight the enemy with. Because outside of that, God does everything. I mean, I thought about the fact that he gave you a word prior to you even what you went through. And he's never silent, you know. He's always speaking. It's a matter of us listening. And then once we hear the word, holding on, taking, you know, that's where our fight comes in, where we hold on to what he has said. So, you know, that used to be one of my favorite scriptures. The battle is not mine, but the Lord's. But you made it even more real. We just listened to your testimony, you know, and then God just affirmed it through me to have my devotion before I got on the line. So I just want to thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for your share. I have one more question. Can anyone remember a time in which everyone tried to discourage you from pursuing something that looked impossible? The example I gave earlier was when my job fired me while I was in the middle of chemo treatment. And I went to EEOC, and I won the case. Like I said, the attorney didn't believe it, but he took the 33%. But he didn't believe it, and the counselor at EEOC. But it was in my heart that I knew, being an insurance company, how could you treat your own employees like that? That just was not right. When someone's going through chemo, how can you just fire them when you know they're too weak to go and look for a job? It was just the fact that I felt that God had me with that, and I continued to fight for it, and I had the faith, and God brought me through that. Can anyone else think of a situation? I know a young lady mentioned that before with her son having brain surgery, where people were saying, no, 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 don't do it. But if God places something in your heart, and you know he is there with you, has anyone been in a situation like that?
This is Juliet again. Yeah, I can attest to that. With my second marriage, my husband Eric, who's online quite often, we met. We went online and we never saw each other's faces. We just talked by email and stuff like that. And he was supposed to come a year prior to came, and because he didn't come that year prior, people had lost faith. They were all happy to see him or ready to meet him. But when he didn't come, they was like, oh, something's wrong with this, you know. And so I had, you know, to stand, even though some of my family members were against it, even some of my church members were against it, you know. But God has some people that were around me to help me to move, you know, to stay firm on what I believe God was telling me. But it was hard because, you know, the people that were closest to me weren't wasn't feeling it, which I could understand. But I had to stand and I had to walk, you know, by myself. So I just, that's my take on that.
Amen. One thing about faith is your own personal faith. It's no one else's faith. So thank God that we do what God is leading us to do and not let other people lead us, because as my declaration before, you can have a shepherd that's leading you in the wrong direction. So praise God for that.
Amen.
This is Patty. I don't want to like monopolize the time, but I too have had just recently in the last 2 years, the Lord told me that He was going to move me to Los Angeles, and I was kicking and screaming, "I don't want to go to Los Angeles. You know, I can do whatever I need to do from here." But you know, eventually, I kind of moved. You know, I started being obedient, so I left my house, got rid of all my belongings. Thinking that I was going, he didn't say when he was going to take me there, but he just told me I was going to be moving there to be, get myself prepared. And so when I left my house, I thought I was going to be going to Los Angeles then. And, it didn't happen then. My mom ended up getting sick, and I started taking care of her, or ended up taking care of her. And so the people around me were like, well, I guess you're not going to go to Los Angeles. You know, you need to just go forth and, you know, use that law degree that you have, or, you know, go back into your, you know, CPA accountant degree that you have, and you need to, you know, do something like that. That's not what the Lord told me, though. So even to this day, my mom tells me the same thing, you know. This was just a ploy for you to get into my, to get back to my house, not because, you know, you were going to move to Los Angeles. And I said, believe me, that's not what I was trying to do, is get to your house. But anyway, all of that, just, I had people, and I still have people who try to get that doubt. And I was like, you know, I guess the difference is that I have a relationship with the Lord, and I know what God told me, and I'm not going to go a different direction. Like Tanya said, you know, it's not an option for me to go back to where I was. I'm continuing to move forward the way that God has me, and it's hard sometimes, but, you know, when you have everybody who's, don't go, you know, you're not going to go. Girl, you didn't hear the Lord. The Lord told you something. But it wasn't just me. I got confirmation prior to me even getting to where I am now. So so that's my.
Amen. Thank you for your share. Thank you so much.
This is Petite. And I just wanted to chime in, too, with a faith walk that I had to take recently. And this has to do with just a loan modification on a house. Just real brief, I'll make this story quick. It's just like, okay, so to be involved in a loan modification, you have to be late on your mortgage. And so I had a situation where this mortgage had to be late, and it got to be months and months and months late. And you're talking about ruination of credit and things like this. But I know what I heard from the Lord of what to do. It was a matter of calling the people, you know, calling the bank. They would never call me back. I mean, if anybody's ever been near to a loan modification, you know how frustrating it is. And it's really a total faith walk, because you can lose your house. Your credit is ruined. You might not be able to get another house for years. I mean, just a whole nine yards. But, again, I had heard God and what He said. So, you know, I kept sending in the papers. They want this pay stub. They want this bank stub. They want this and that. And so I just kept doing it. But then they would never call me back. So I'm like, okay, Lord, you know, it was getting to the time. You know, the foreclosure notices was starting to come, actually, and the interest rate and the actual loan went up in the amount of time that the modification was taking place. So it's fending off the creditors and everything. And then just all of a sudden, it was just God's perfect timing that she started calling me back. The paperwork started to flow. Everything went through. The long story short is the mortgage was cut in half of what it was. All of the back payment, yes, praise God, the 7 months that was not paid was forgiven. $60,000 was knocked off the balance, plus the interest rate was cut in half. So, I mean, when God does it, He does it big. If we just hold on in faith what He said, like the woman just spoke, when He told her to go, it's like she knows what He said. And so I always, too, one of my things that I hold on to is like when David said, you know, when he went into the Philistines and fought the Philistine, he said, God that delivered me from the lion and the bear from the tiger, he went back in his memory what God had already done for him. And that was his faith that he based it on as well. He's like, well, if he did that, he's going to do this. So that's how I try to look at my life too. Okay, I might be in a situation, but God did this back here. He's going to do it again. You know, so it's just a matter of holding on. And even if we don't hear something right then and there, just know what he told you. And sometimes, like I've heard before, he's waiting for us to make that step. He's waiting for us to walk in faith. Walk by faith, not by sight, implies that you're moving. So that's what I try to, try to base my life on as well. So I just praise God.
Amen. What great testimony.
Yeah.
And
every
a lot
time
of times,
Gail, every time Fatigue shares, it's something. Aren't you the one that aren't you the one that had us going the rocket ship?
Yes.
Girl, where's the offering? Where's the offering?
Glory.
But I can identify with that whole. I can identify with the that demon home, the most hamp, is sent from the pit of hell, I believe, and it's a setup, you know, I think to frustrate us, just like the workers' compensation system and these other systems that are out there. You really have to be tenacious. You really have to dig your heels in and fight for funds that are available for us. It really is sad. And for so many of people of color who don't want to take the time, you get frustrated with all of the papers and the questions that they ask. And, you know, I shared, and I'll shut up, I promise, but I shared just briefly just a few weeks ago that, you know, we're at a point where with our mortgage, we did the mortgage remodification, but, you know, God just has this amazing sense of humor. Every time we get to the point where in our home with our situation where we think, okay, well, God, there's nothing else we can do, he comes in, he steps in. And they've done something with us, some unemployment thing. It's not even Keep Your Home California. It's something specifically to our lender where we're paying like $600 or so right now for the mortgage. And we were told it was only going to be for these six months. Well, they've extended it again. And I don't even know how. I'm not even questioning God. I'm just going along for the ride at this point. So those lions that David and Daniel, they faced, our lions are not the same. They have teeth, and it can seem like they're going to take us out, but it's through mortgage companies. It's through our employers. It's through different things that are big that we can't handle. But, my God, I have been encouraged twice on the call today. Thank you so much, Petite. How do you spell your name?
Thank you. Oh, it's P-E-T-I-K. Kind of just a real quick name.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Okay. Does anyone else have any final comments this morning? If not, then thank you so much for allowing me to share my declaration with you. And Tim has something to share before we go this morning. God bless you. Be blessed and encouraged as I pass the call.
This is your station identification. You've been listening to the Declare Victory Daily Sound. Don't forget to join us for the evening call for Marriage Matters at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We pray that you were blessed. Tell a friend, now go and grow in love. Be the Jesus someone needs to see and meet us back here in the morning. Same victory station, same victory time. Be blessed.
Have a good day.
God bless.